Check out Dobbs April deals before you make your next tire or service purchase, including super BOGO deals on oil changes, plus great deals on new sets of tires. Bumper to bumper, your dollars go further at Dobbs. Click on gotodobbs.com for April deals now.
Meet Sumner One, your go-to source for all things office technology. We're proud to be one of the largest independently owned providers in the region with 11 strategic locations across 5 states. At Sumner One, we specialize in workplace solutions, enterprise print, production print, large format solutions, cutting-edge document technology, and more. Quality, service, and innovation. That's the Sumner One advantage. Visit us online at sumneronecom. That's SUMNER1.com. Sumner One, welcome to the one place where everything works.
Aaron Nola, the veteran right-hander, will start for Philadelphia tomorrow in the finale of a 3-game series between the Cards and the Phillies. And Aaron Nola joins us now. Celebrity Line here on 101 ESPN. He joined us on the show last year. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Everything's going well here. First of all, who in that Philadelphia clubhouse won the NCAA pool?
Taiwan Walker.
Okay, good for him. That was a tough run this year, man. Even though some of the blue bloods were there, how did you do?
I didn't partake in it.
Okay, all right.
Let those guys do their things. It's fun for me to watch them.
Well, Aaron, it's great talking to you again. The last time we spoke to you was back in September of last year, and you went on to test the waters of free agency, but you ultimately, of course, decided to stay in Philly. Why was that the right choice for you in your career?
I've always wanted to stay in Philadelphia. Obviously had to exercise free agency as part of the business, part of the game. And after the season ended, after we lost out in the NLCS, there was really no guarantee that Philadelphia was going to bring me back. So, the reality was I was a free agent, and, I was kind of riding solo right there, but I'm definitely blessed to be able to had signed early, and get everything situated and in place outside of baseball, family-wise, housing, just to know where we're setting up shop. And we're grateful that nothing's really changed. And obviously I've been with Philadelphia my whole career, so all the relationships and friendships that have come to form, that was important to me. And also to my wife, all the relationships and friendships she's made over the years that we've been together was important to her too, and that's important to me as well. So I think that part was huge for me, and just to be around the same guys that I've been around for several years, the same team pretty much the past 3 years, especially the past two, I think that's pretty special. So that was a big part of me signing back, but I'm definitely grateful that we got everything done early, because I know how hard it has been for some of those guys that just signed or still haven't signed yet, not knowing where they're going to be or you know, what city they're going to be in, and if they have families or kids, and how hard it was for them. So I'm definitely grateful for that.
Aaron, as you can imagine, there's a lot of talk about what's happening with certain pitchers and elite pitchers getting hurt in the game today. I'm not asking you to give us like your full rundown as to why, but do you have a basic theory as to what we're seeing right now in terms of some of these big pitchers and really across the board in baseball, why guys are getting hurt?
I don't really have an answer for that, but I mean, it's it sucks to see, in my opinion. Like, I don't like anybody getting hurt. It's hard to see, like you said, really good pitchers get hurt. We need those guys in our game. We need those guys to pitch. I mean, health obviously is a big thing. It's the number one thing for players to stay on the field and to produce for the team and for baseball. So I don't really have an answer for that. I mean, there could be a multitude of things that go into it. You know, I know people don't want to say it's the pitch clock or this and that. I think that does have a little bit effect on it, just because, one, we're getting back into it again. Over the course of a season, we get used to it. You get a feel of, you know, pitching without guys on, having good starts with it. You get times where you don't have good starts with it. You're backing up bases and things are kind of running really quick out there. And you feel a little rushed. So I feel like experiencing those things and kind of getting used to them again, year by year, is important. I know that us kind of getting our feet wet again with the pitch clock this year, it being really cold, especially up in the Northeast and kind of the Central, guys, really, we have to really try to our hardest to stay healthy, you know, do everything we can, even more to stay healthy and do body work if that's what guys do, you know, work out more, work out less, if that's what guys do. I think emphasis on the body really has to kick up a notch.
Philadelphia right-hander Aaron Nola with us on 101 ESPN. And Aaron, in your first year, and it wasn't your first full year, but when you came up in 2015, the Phillies lost 99 games, and then you won 71, and then you won 66 in your third year. Now we watch you guys in the playoffs, and we see that stadium absolutely rocking. How much does it mean to you, as a guy who was there for those downtimes, to have this franchise where it is now, where the city is just turned on by the Phillies?
Wow, I appreciate it so much. It's amazing. It really is. I'm super blessed to be able to go through that part of a rebuilding era and that whole phase to a championship caliber team now with one organization. We've made such big strides. The players have come in, and not just getting guys with really good talent. I mean, we have that. You can look around our clubhouse, but guys that are good dudes, good character guys, good family guys. We mesh really well with each other. We enjoy being around each other. We play well with each other. So I think that plays a big part of it. I think it was overlooked, the chemistry of clubhouses and of a team. I think it's overlooked a little bit nowadays. And in 2022, when we finally made the postseason, first time since 2011, that group meshed really, really well. And we had good players, yeah, but we might not have been like, you know, the best team on paper or winning, you know, 100 games, but we just squeaked in and we got hot at a good time and we grinded with each other and we enjoyed being around each other. So I think chemistry plays a big part of it. I think that's what we got a lot of that right now.
Aaron, just watching the Cardinals last night and as a team preparing for them in this series, what has stood out to you the most about this Cardinals team?
They're a good team. The Cardinals are always going to be a good team. And they got a lot of veterans, but they also got a lot of young guys too. A lot of young studs that I see playing on that squad right now, and that's really good for the future for those guys. And good fan base, good stadium, a lot of good history, and so they have a good mold over there. And I mean, personally, I think the veteran guys that they brought in this year helps them a lot. And my good friend Kyle Gibson over there, I mean, he's one of the best guys to be over there for them, in my opinion. And I think that's just going to help them a lot, especially when you have a veteran pitcher like him, kind of that can pave the way, and a guy who goes out and takes the ball every time he's given the baseball. Stays healthy a lot, has a lot of experience over his career. That helps those young guys out a lot, especially those young pitchers.
And Kyle Gibson, now the president of Big League Impact. How did you get introduced, Aaron, to Big League Impact?
Gibson. Yeah. When he came over in the middle of 2022, he kind of talked about it a little bit, and then I ended up getting on board in 23 last year. Kyle he's been with him for a little while now, and it's such a cool thing that they do, and Wainwright does, and it's pretty special. I mean, I honestly, I wish I could have got in it or kind of known about it earlier in my career. I just had no idea. So I'm glad Gibby came along and spread that word to me, and we've tried to get a couple guys to jump on board, and we had. So it's pretty cool, and I'm glad to be able to do it again.
And you're involved with the all-win campaign, right, for every win the Phillies get?
Yes, yes, all-win campaign.
That's fantastic. Hey, I also wanted to know, how cool is it for you to know that you're going to be pitching the day after Wheeler does? Because you know he's going to turn in a great performance pretty much every time, right?
Oh man, he's one of the most special pitchers I've played with and seen. I've obviously seen him a lot when he was with the Mets and faced him a good bit. Obviously, we all knew he had great stuff and, you know, threw hard. He was a big competitor, super talented. But when he came over here, just to be able to see how he works and how humble he is, and nothing really gets to him. He never gets, you know, too high. He never gets too low. You know, he's the same guy every single day. And for him to go out and not only overpower guys, but he can spot up every single one of his pitches, you know, and I feel like every year he adds a new pitch and it's elite. So for him to go out there and do what he does and give us a chance every single time to win a baseball game, and what the guy's done in the postseason for us, it's pretty special. I'm really glad we were able to sign him again to an extension. That was big time for us, big time for Philadelphia, and we're definitely looking forward for him for a few more years.
Aaron, as you mentioned, Kyle is Kyle Gibson, the president of Big League Impact. What is your role with Big League Impact, and what would be your message to fans to get involved?
Gibby just told me about it a couple years ago, and I wanted to be in on that all-way campaign, and I really love doing it now because I just go with – right now I do money for each team win and each strikeout. So when Gibby told me I could do something like that, I'm like, oh, that's awesome. That's a perfect way to help charities out, to help people out, just by every game I go out and pitch. You know, I mean, for to have a good game, great. But for me to be able to help somebody out, even if I have a good game or I have a bad game, and still help them out is great. So that's kind of my role right now with them. And you know, obviously I'm going to keep doing that, and I'm going to keep trying to spread the word a little bit and get more teammates to jump on board. So that's kind of my role with that right now.
We love the way that you use your platform, Aaron Nola. We love the fact that you take some time on the road to get up and visit with us here in St. Louis. Thank you so much. Go get them tomorrow against the Cardinals. Not too much, but go get them tomorrow and have a great 2024.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on today.
We'll talk again, Aaron. Thank you. Appreciate it. That is Aaron Nola, the Philadelphia right-hander. And for me, Dan and Brooke, I thought going into free agency last year, he was the best free agent pitcher available. And when you have two studs like Wheeler and Nola going back-to-back, you've got it as all due respect to what the Dodgers have. We don't really know what Yamamoto is, and we really don't. Bobby Miller is up. The two most established starters together in the National League are those two, Wheeler and Nola.